ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, you know what? So am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, stars and moons. Stars and moons. Category number two, in the dark. Category number three, a spot of silent tea. Category number four, fictional schools. And category number five, geography. Right, stars and moons, in the dark, a spot of silent tea, fictional schools, geography. Anne from Caulfield's going to kick us off. G'day, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
All right. No, not bad, actually. What do you like here, Anne? Stars and moons, in the dark, spot of silent tea, geography, fictional schools.
I'll try the silent tea, please.
A spot of silent tea. Which 1997 movie revolves around the right to just terms compensation for acquisition of property under Section 5131 of the Australian Constitution?
Sorry? Could you say that again?
Do you want
please?
It again? Which 1997 movie revolves around the right to just terms compensation for acquisition of property under Section 5131 of the Australian Constitution?
I'm sure it's something I've heard of, but I haven't got the foggiest idea. I can't even come up with a guess. So talk to you next week.
See you, Anne. Bye. See you later. Jeff, I'll come to you in a sec. Stuart from Victor Harbour. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Phil. I reckon it's back to basics, bread, not circuses. Mm. People are concerned about the cost of living, not this nonsense. It's just
hey, Stuart. Stuart, you're only allowed one soapbox a week.
I know, mate. Anyway,
hey, which 1997? Good. Yeah, I'm good. which 97 movie revolves around the right to just terms compensation for acquisition of property under Section 31 of the Australian, subsection 31 of the Australian Constitution.
Tell them they're dreaming, the castle.
The castle, yes.
What a great
spot,
film.
A spot of silent tea. the castle, exactly right.
Steve, could you move the Chimera? I need to get the Tirana out so I can get to the Commodore.
I have to get the keys to Cortina, but I'm going to move that Chimera.
Yeah, watch the boat, mate.
Yeah.
How's the Serenity? Not a sound.
What's a pulpit?
Where the minister gives his sermon from. How much?
800.
Dreaming.
In summing up, it's the Constitution, it's Mabo, it's justice, it's law, it's the vibe, and no, that's it, it's the vibe.
Yes, the vibe indeed. All right, question number two. We're in a spot of silent tea, but you can move.
A fortune now, the Tirana's and Cortina's.
Yeah, there would be. Yeah.
Anyway, mate, we'll go geography. Thanks, Phil.
I saw one in the back of a trailer the other day, Tirana GTR.
Oh, yeah. It's 1973 motor.
Yeah.
You saw it in a trailer.
I see, it was on a trailer.
It'd be worth a good one to pull on.
Yeah, well, he was obviously towing it somewhere because, I mean, it was obviously going to be restored.
It's just back in the past. That time goes on, doesn't it?
It does. You may have noticed that, Stuart.
Yeah, I kind of...
What do you want to do here? In the dark, a spot of silent tea, stars
okay,
and moons?
Geography, thanks, Phil.
Geography, okay.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Geography. Question number two. Koh Phuket is the largest island of which country?
Koh Phuket. All right. I don't think it's Thailand. I don't think so. Phuket. Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to go Thailand, Phil.
Thailand is correct.
Yeah, right.
Koh Phuket is the largest island of
Phuket,
of Thailand.
Right. Koh means island, I think.
Question number three.
It's interesting. Thank you. I got two. That's good. Yeah, I would stick with geography, thanks, Phil.
Staying with geography.
Yeah, good.
Oh, that's a strong start. I hope the Aussies make a decent start as you've done, Stuart.
Yeah, I hope they do all right. Oh, I'm going to have a listen to it tomorrow. I like listening to it, but I'm back in the Poms, mate. Yeah, the Aussies are too arrogant. And Steve Smith being in there was a joke anyway.
Hey, stop it.
Okay.
Geography, question number three.
Yes, we forget.
Mining of which ore is Arnhem Land's biggest industry?
Arnhem Land, okay. I'd say possibly uranium, Phil.
Not correct, Stuart.
Okay, mate. I think I'll raise your mind.
Yeah, first ball, 10-20. Say thank you, Stuart. Bye-bye. 1-300-800-222. Ray in the Bay, that's correct. Yes, Adrian from Bella Vista, that is also correct. Jeff's at Redcliffe. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Phil. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
I lost the line last night.
You did? You did? Yeah. I don't, did you forget to put some money in?
Yeah, like the phone box at Redcliffe Jetty. I ring Craig and Loretta on ABC Radio in the morning.
Yeah, good on you. Now, question number three, we're in geography. Yeah. Mining of which ore is Arnhem Land's biggest industry?
Oh, is it the obvious? Can I just have a shout-out to me Manwalk crew, the Manwalk at Redcliffe, because I'm going to bomb out. I'll just go with iron ore.
It's not everyone. It's not iron ore. See you later, Jeff. No, it's not iron ore. John from Bundaberg. G'day, John.
Hello.
Hello, John. How are you? You're on. Question number three. Geography. Mining of which ore is Arnhem Land's biggest industry?
It's an ore.
Mining of which ore is Arnhem Land's biggest industry?
There you go. I'm going to have a crack at bauxite.
Correct.
Aluminium.
Correct, yes. Bauxite is Arnhem Land's biggest, the mining of bauxite, yeah. All right, John, question number four. We're in geography, but you can move.
Well, I can't figure out why Stewie didn't go for the category in the dark if he's blind. So I'll crack that one, please.
All right. Question number four. Which 1988 Meryl Streep movie was released as A Cry in the Dark outside Australia and New Zealand?
I hope Stewie's laughing his head off, Phil. I've got no idea about movies. And to everybody else, good evening.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye. Yes, you. I think you're probably right about that. Vanessa from Cadence. G'day, Vanessa.
Oh, g'day, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Question number four. We're up to In the Dark. Which 1988 Meryl Streep movie was released as A Cry in the Dark outside Australia and New Zealand?
I was thinking the same thing as the last caller. Stewie would have gone for that one for sure. But I'm going to go War of the Roses.
No, it's not War of the Roses, Vanessa. Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's not War of the Roses. Glenn from Penrith. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Pretty good, yeah.
That's the way. Hey, listen, I just wanted to clear something up. You know the last night about New Amsterdam?
Oh, last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got a bit fuddled when you said New Amsterdam. I thought of the TV show, and then I thought of Australia, because that was New Holland.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
I was going to end up saying New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And then end up being New York, but you wouldn't let me say it for some reason.
Well, anyway, we've got to move on.
I've got three in a row and I was a bit under pressure, you know. I was like in the nervous 90s.
Hey, we're in a category called In the Dark. Which 1988 Meryl Streep movie was released as A Cry in the Dark outside Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, well, being Australian and New Zealand, I'd say it was, and I know she played Lindy Chamberlain in Evil Angels.
Correct, yeah.
On a night full of stars, in a campground full of families, Lindy Chamberlain lived the nightmare that every mother fears.
There's Dingo in the tent.
Did you go to university, Greg?
Dingo's got the baby!
You've been drinking.
God, no, please, God, help. The dingo's got my baby!
Yes, the dingo's got my baby. She was criticised a bit for her Australian accent, which I never thought was that bad, but, you know.
Yeah, you can't criticise. Some of the people that get to play with a Scottish accent are pretty ordinary, aren't they?
Yes, indeed.
What about, didn't Sean Connery play a part with an Irish accent once, and he didn't do that real good.
I don't think he would, no.
No, because there's a lot, even though they're neighbours, there's a lot of difference between the their accents.
Well, as everybody listening to this program would know from me over the years, doing accents is done at your peril. Yeah. Question number five.
Like even Victorians got a different accent to New South Wales.
Yes, they do.
We say castle, they say castle.
They do. We're in the dark. You can move, if you like, to Stars and Moons, A Spot of Silent Tea, Geography or Fictional Schools.
I'll give that Silent Teas a go again.
Thank you, Ray. Ray in the Bay says, that's right, Merrill was criticised for the accent sounding more like a Kiwi, but Lindy Chamberlain originally came from New Zealand, so arguably Merrill nailed it. Nice point. Nice point, Ray. Thank you. A Spot of Silent Tea is where you want to go?
Yeah, give it a crack. That'll do.
Romeo and Juliet, Giselle and Coppelia are all examples of which art form?
I'm not into art, and I can't think of anything with a silent T, so I'll let the next person have a struggle with it.
Good on you, Glenn. Make sure you make sure you're sitting down at 1:20 tomorrow.
I'll be there.
See ya. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Thomas in Bateman's Bay. Hello, Thomas.
Hello. Thanks to the other bloke for leaving this question for me.
A Spot of Silent Tea. Romeo and Juliet, Giselle and Coppelia are all examples of which art form?
I'm saying, as a guess, Renaissance.
Not Renaissance, Thomas, no. you know I don't answer things. Thomas, thank you, but that is, no, not correct. Trev from Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Phil.
A Spot of Silent Tea.
Ballet.
Romeo and Juliet, Giselle and Coppelia are all examples of?
Ballet.
Ballet, yes. Ballet. That's true. B-A-L-L-E-T, ballet or ballet. Cheryl from Townsville says the worst accent ever is Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc in the Knives Out movies. Oh, unquestionably, Cheryl, it's terrible. I don't know why Daniel Craig did those movies, actually, but anyway, that's just me. But his Southern American accent is shocking. That's true. Question number six, Trevor.
Yeah, just on accents, how about Mick Jagger as Ned Kelly?
I did see it years and years ago. It's so long ago since I've seen it, I can't remember it. Was he any good in it or not? I can't even remember whether he was any good in it.
For a rocker, he wasn't a bad actor, but the accent bit, yeah.
He wouldn't have been any good at an Irish-Australian accent, I wouldn't have thought, no.
Yeah.
Question number six.
Silent tea.
You want to stay in A Spot of Silent Tea? Often used to refer to the city. Which rhyming phrase means a large amount of activity and work?
Hustle and bustle.
Correct. Hustle and bustle. Hustle and bustle. Question number seven. Staying here.
Please.
Carduus, Sersium and Onoportum are genera of which plant?
No, because it's not silent. So I can't think of no, because I know I'm wrong because the tea's not silent. But I'll give us the answer: nettle.
No, it's not silent. Yeah. Thanks, Trev. Good on you. Bye bye. See you later. Jackie from the Pilbara says, speaking of accents, I recently learned that some people in Australia say spag bog, not spag bol. Do they? Who says that? I can't find anything on the internet to explain who in Australia says spag bog. I don't believe anyone does, Jackie. Is it regional, like swimmers, togs, bathers? What's going on there? Jackie, who told you this? I've never heard of it. No, it's Spag Bowl, isn't it? Or Spaggy Bowl? 1-300-800-222 is the number. Karen from Altona. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Question number 7. Carduus, Sirsium and Onoportum are genera of which plant?
I'm not sure. Say thistle.
Thistle is correct, yes. Oh. A thistle. A spot of silent tea. All right, we've got one left in Silent Teas. Otherwise, it's in the Dark Stars and Moons, Fictional Schools, or Geography.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll try Silent Tea, I think.
Silent Tea? David from Singleton says, Mickey Rooney's Chinese accent in Breakfast at Tiffany's is the worst ever. I don't remember that. Do I remember that? I love that movie too. Jenny from Narrogin says, it's absolutely Spag Bog in my WA house. Really? Is it a WA thing? Silent T, last one here, Karen. What type of loan takes its name from the old French for death pledge?
Death pledge. A type of loan. Okay. Let me think now. Very good on that. I'll have to pass. I'll be here.
No, okay. Good. Thanks, Karen. See you later. Dave from Brisbane. Hi, Dave.
G'day, Phil.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you, Dave? How are you?
Mate, it's been ages, and without being self-indulgent, I'm celebrating my daughter's 24th. This week, and she's an absolute firecracker, and do not take her on.
Oh, well, good on you. They're mid-20s. Yeah, the mid-20s are great. It's a great time to be young, and the world's your oyster, Dave. I hope she's making the most of things.
Mate, she is, and we have if you're familiar with Brisbane, we're having a surprise party at the Plough Inn.
Nice.
I know, ABC.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be telling me about it, Dave, because it might not be a surprise anymore.
Oh, no. What have I done? Okay, so...
There won't be a surprise party at the Plough Inn, okay? There will not be any surprise party at the Plough Inn.
Yeah, well, look, you can come along, like just fly in from, Melbourne and just turn up and just go, you don't know me.
Dave? Davidson?
Okay.
Now, what are we going to do here? Up to question number 8. We're in a spot of silent tea. Which type of loan takes its name from the old French for death pledge?
Yeah, the type of loan that is an Omnex banky. Look, it's a no.
No good. Thanks, Dave. Good luck.
You have a great day, mate,
and have a good time at your daughter's birthday party as well. Dave in Forkhambridge, fresh from guitar practice. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Phil.
You never practice enough, do you? Not you personally. Not you personally.
Hey, how good is Glenn? He's a good player.
He is a good player. That's right. Yes, he did very well last night too. Question number 8 we're up to. We're in a spot of silent tea. Which type of loan takes its name from the old French for death pledge?
That'd be mortgage.
Mortgage, yes. A mortgage. Pronounced mortgage.
Nothing to do with Sir Thomas Mort. But,
No, not anything to do with pennywort. Not anything to do with a wart on your toe. I don't know how you get rid of that. Rub it with a coin and then bury the coin in the back of the garden. Dave.
Never worked for me.
I was fortunately free of them, but that was a poor old kid at school in my class. He was a warty kid. You know, sometimes you have warts as a kid, but then when you're adults, when you grow up, they sort of go away.
Yeah, well, I've only had a plantar wart, but
that's the one.
Soak it in this alum solution. You know, I don't think they do that anymore.
That's the wart you get on your foot, isn't it?
Yeah,
Your foot hurts. Yeah. Question number 9. What do you want to
do? Where can I go?
Stars and moons, in the dark, geography, fictional schools.
I'll try in the dark, see what it's all about.
In the dark. Which hypothetical substance may make up 85% of the universe's total mass?
Dark matter.
Dark matter. Correct. Yeah. It's a weird idea, isn't it?
Well, it's pretty hard to even name it when they can't even measure it.
Question.
Is it there or isn't it?
I know. Question number 10. We're in the dark. You want to stay here?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen won his first Grammy Award for which 1984 single?
Have to be Dancing in the Dark.
Have to be, wouldn't it? I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. Yes, what a track, eh? What a track, Dave.
Yeah, it's a pot boiler, that's for sure.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I thought that was crazy.
I've seen him live 3 times, I think, and each time he has played that song, place goes nuts.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought that's what a pot boiler meant, gets people going.
Oh, is it? Pot boiler is just something that just... You know, the pot, I don't know, like Brown Eyed Girl's a pot boiler, isn't it?
I've had to play it.
of course you've had to play it, Dave. Anybody who's ever played a function has ever played it. Question number 11, we're in the dark.
Yeah, stay there.
Where would you find a stop bath, a developer and a fixer?
In a photo developing studio.
We're in a category called In the Dark.
Dark room, yeah.
Correct, yes, a dark room. A dark room is where you'd find a developer, a stop bath and a fixer. Although I suppose these days that doesn't really figure anymore. That's the old days.
Unless you're a fanatic.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like the day, you know, it's like going back to your LP records, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, a lot of a bunch of guys stuck with the film. You know, it's got its advantages.
Donna from Devonport says, "When I was young, I was told to wee on my wart and it would go away." Donna, I don't know whether it worked or not. No, I used the plant pig face leaf to get rid of my wart. Says my texter. Question number 12. We've got one left in the dark.
Okay, I'll try it.
Which 2008 film, Dave, starred Michael Caine, Christian Bale and Morgan Freeman?
What year was it?
Which 2008 film starred Michael Caine, Christian Bale and Morgan Freeman?
I don't know. Were they in The Dark Knight?
Is that your answer?
That's all I can think of.
What's your answer again?
The Dark Knight.
Correct. Rises. The Dark Knight. The Batman movies, yes. Where do we
begin? A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman. And here we go.
Will you be wanting the bat putt, sir?
Middle of the day, Alfred. Not very subtle.
The Lamborghini, then.
Much more subtle.
Michael Caine, the best, eh?
That was the last movie I saw at the cinema.
Was it really?
How out of touch I am.
Gee whiz, Dave. There's been a few good movies since then.
Oh, I went with the kids.
Oh, okay.
My grown-up kids.
Speaking of Dark and Bruce, Derek from Perth says Darkness on the Edge of Town was another Bruce Springsteen song. That's true. Dancing in the Dark, Darkness of the on the Edge of Town. Might be others. Question 13. Well, that's the end of In the Dark. So we've got Stars and Moons, Fictional Schools, and Geography. You've got one, two, three on the trot here. Nice.
Maybe try. I'm tossing up between Stars and Moons and Geography here. Oh, I'll go Stars and Moons.
Stars and Moons. Question 13. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
I'd say Latin.
Not Latin. No. Oh. Thanks, Dave. See ya. Bye-bye. It's not Latin. Ian from Dover in Tassie. Hello, Ian.
Good morning.
Morning, yes. How's springtime in the Huon? All right?
No.
No? I see. Okay.
No, it's wintertime still.
Summer arrives around for about 2 weeks in February. That's about it.
Yeah, that's it. Summer's 2 weeks in February. No, it's going to be nice on the weekend.
Okay.
It's warming up. It's getting better. It's just been a long spring.
Hmm. All righty. People are giving Dave advice about the cinema. It says, Dave, get down to the cinema on a cheapo Tuesday. Get to do yourself a favour. Yeah, good idea. All righty. Ian, where's the nearest cinema where you are? Oh, you can't go to the cinema anyway, but I mean...
No. The last movie I went and saw was Avatar when it came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not completely and utterly black.
Okay.
You can get a lot of dialogue and stuff like that.
Yeah, you get the experience of it anyway, the smell of the popcorn.
Yeah. Ian. I've got a guide dog, and I've always wanted to take the dog to the cinema.
Hang on,
just for the controversy.
Are you allowed to? You should be. You are allowed to, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can. Yeah. You can take a dog.
I took it to a concert at the Royal Theatre 3 months ago.
Nice. You can take the dog anywhere, can't you? I thought it was against the law to refuse.
Yeah, planes, trains, and automobiles, and things like that. Restaurants. No, there's assistance animals in many different locations. There's the audience might find it humorous. There's an assistance animal. I haven't seen it for a little while. Well, I haven't seen it for a long time, but my mate hadn't seen it. It's an alpaca, which is the oddest thing to see in a restaurant.
An alpaca assistance
animal. I'm not pulling your leg.
Yeah, you are.
I am straight up and down. Sitting in the restaurant just down the road from where I am right now, where I had dinner tonight.
They're a quite cute-looking animal. It's not a – was it a big one or a little one? Little one, surely.
I didn't – I've not actually seen it. But the bloke I was having a meal with tonight, he also saw it on the 7th floor of the Royal Hobart Hospital coming out of a lift in an oncology clinic. He fell off his chair. He couldn't believe it.
Hang on. Did you have your dog with you?
No.
Tonight.
I've never been in the same place as this particular critter. I've just heard about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. That's right. Okay. Because I was just wondering how it'd go with the alpaca and the dog. That's all.
Oh, the dog would be absolutely fine. They're bulletproof, these things. They're lovely.
Yeah.
You could sit a rabbit on its head. It'd be fine.
Is this how many dogs have you had, Ian, or is this your first one?
That's the first guide dog. I've had lots of other dogs before. My preference was border collies. I used to have half a dozen of them.
No, I meant guide dogs, so yeah.
No, this is the first number one, this one.
Okay.
Lovely critter. Really, really, really nice animal. You're really surprised that it's there.
Is it?
Oh, that's right. It's supposed to be.
Is it a golden lab?
Yeah. A little girl. She's a lovely girl.
Lovely, yeah.
Miss H. Everyone around here knows Miss H. She's more famous than... I know the bus.
Ray in the Bay says, hang on, who picks up the guide dog's poo?
That's
an issue if you can't see, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, if you want to do it properly, the dog defecates when it's on lead and you know exactly where to be and how to deal with it.
Okay.
You're trained to show how to do that. Otherwise, if it's around the house, I have people will drop a bit of hydrated lime on it so I can see it and pick it up.
Good on you. All right.
Or I employ somebody.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Employ somebody. That's right.
Yeah, you have to. You got to delegate. You can't live this life without having help.
No, that's right. I would think that is profoundly true, actually. All righty, we're up to question 13, stars and moons. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
I'll have a stab at Greece. Greek.
It's not Greek. No, it's not Greek, and it's not Latin either.
I'll get one right one day. Watch.
Yeah, I know. I reckon you're capable of it. See you, Ian. Bye-bye.
Good night.
See you. Yes, Bruce Springsteen wrote Blinded by the Dark. I mean, thank you, Chipper. No. All righty. Now, who's been hanging on here? Oliver in Perth. Hello, Oliver.
Hello.
Question 13.
I work at the casino in Perth.
Yeah.
One of the employees has a guide dog here and has its own ID tag to get in.
Oh, the dog did?
Yeah, it has to have its own ID.
Yeah, well, the dogs are clever. They could be counting cards, Oliver.
Yeah.
Hey, question 13. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
The Roman?
Not Roman, no. Sorry, no, not Roman. That would have been Latin, I guess. Robin from Success in Perth. Hello, Robin.
Hello, g'day, Phil. How are you going?
Yeah, g'day. Question 13, we're up to stars and moons. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
Well, they've already taken Latin. I would have said Latin or Greek.
We've had those. Yeah.
Look, honestly, I don't know. I'll just say English.
No, not English. Thanks, Robin. No, not English. No. Matthew from Perth. Hello, Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Yes. Question 13, stars and moons. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
I have a feeling it's either Persian or Arabic, so I'll try Persian.
It's not Persian. Thank you, Matthew. It's not Persian. Nicole from Flinders Park. Hi, Nicole.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Question 13. In Western astronomy, the names of most stars come from which language?
I really don't know, and I'm really sorry to do this to the last caller, and I might not be right anyway, but let's go Arabic.
Correct.
I was going with the AND theory.
Oh, yes, exactly, the AND theory. I know. I felt sorry for him because he'd thought about it and thought, hang on, a lot of that early astronomy was done by the Persians and the Arabs. So that's probably why. That's where we get the star names from. Yeah, because all of the early astronomy, that's right, was done by Arabs and Persians and Indians too, for that matter. That's where the names of most stars come from, even though I think the Greeks and the Romans would like you to believe that everything came from them, but it didn't. But it didn't.
Apparently not.
No. Because I love that. Well, you know how we say Arabic numerals because the Arabs lay claim to, you know, the numbers. But in fact, it wasn't the Arabs. It was the Indians who invented the numbers. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. We call them Arabic numerals, but they're not Arabic. They're Indian. Anyway.
I've learned something new tonight.
Yes, well. Question number 14. We're in stars and moons. But you can move, if you like, to geography or fictional schools.
Whatever I choose, I won't know the answer.
Hey, Nicole.
Well, I've known a lot up until this point. I only jagged that one because of the gentleman before me.
Yeah.
Let me think.
That's in all fairness, that's true.
Let's go for fictional. That is very true because that was not one of the things I was hanging my answer on. Fictional schools, please.
Fictional schools, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bob from Coolangatta says, but there's a funny video on YouTube involving that alpaca in Tassie. The guy's casually walking down the street when a garbo says, that's a big dog, mate. Man with the alpaca was not impressed. All righty, question 14, fictional schools. Which 1989 Robin Williams film is set at Welton Academy?
Dead Poets Society?
Correct.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem. Now, who knows what that means?
Carpe diem. That's seize the day.
Very good, Mr.
Meeks.
Meeks. Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Why does the writer use these lines?
Because he's in a hurry.
No. Ding. Thank you for playing anyway. Because we are food for worms, lads.
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
It's a great film. It's a wonderful movie. Have you seen it, Nicole?
It's excellent, yes.
Yeah, terrific movie.
I haven't seen it for ages.
No, he's brilliant anyway. Robin Williams is always brilliant in anything. But
I usually make my kids watch these things and
oh, do you?
Yeah. Find old classics and they're old.
Yeah, yeah.
I was young.
Have you showed them to Sir with Love, Nicole? That's another good school movie, isn't it?
I have not. I have not. Mm-hmm. No. I'll add that to my list.
Yeah, do, because it's got the great Lulu song in it anyway. Question 15, fictional schools. That's where we are. You can move.
No, let's stay there, please.
Music teacher Dewey Finn, played by Jack Black, is the main character of which 2003 movie?
School of Rock.
School of Rock, exactly.
Hello, this is Ned Schneebly.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce Miss Dunham's substitute. This is Mr. Schneebly.
All right, look, I've got a hangover. Who knows what that means?
Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
No, it means I was drunk yesterday.
What makes you mad more than anything in the world?
No allowance. Chores. Bullies.
All you bullies get out of my way, because I am really ticked off.
Just wanted to say, that was a really cool lesson today.
Oh, thanks, dude.
All they wanted was an education.
They're going to laugh at me.
You have an incredible singing voice. People are going to dig you, I swear.
Okay.
What they got...
Clear.
...was a revolution.
Yes, the School of Rock. All right. Apparently this alpaca in Tasmania is bigger than Ben-Hur. My text says there's currently a case before the court in Tasmania about the alpaca. Its owner takes it everywhere, restaurants, theatre, even on the boat to Victoria. And plenty of removal suggestions, including quite a lot of people texting in saying the pith of a banana skin reduces a wart. Okay. Question 16. We're in fictional schools. You can stay if you like or move.
Let's stay there. Apparently, you know, movies with schools are something that I have watched.
Yeah, no, you're going well. Fictional schools. On film, Alastair Sims, Sheila Hancock and Rupert Everett have all played the headmistress of which anarchic British girls' school?
St. Trinian's.
Correct. Yes, the girls of St. Trinian's. What a bunch they are.
I really wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Nicole, you're doing very well.
I'm very excited. Yeah. Three was my best.
See, you started off with Arabic and now you've knocked off three fictional schools. That's four.
That's it. Just needed the right topic.
I mean, in all fairness, you got a bit of a leg up to start with.
I very much did.
Yeah.
Very much did.
Mm. All right. Phil, I always thought our number numeral system was based on the Hindu Arabic systems. So it was combined, not exclusively the Hindi, as a standalone. At least that's what I learned in university. I've always taught the kids, and I've taught them for nearly 40 years. Yeah, well, look, it is a complicated story, but it's not true to say that it's just Arabic. That's true. Question 17, fictional schools.
Yes, please.
Which Roald Dahl book is set at Crunchham Hall?
Oh.
Well, it's Crunchham Hall School, because we're in fictional schools.
Yes. I understood that. I was just trying to figure out which one's...
Crunchham Hall.
The Witches?
Not The Witches.
Ah, I'm out. There you go.
Nicole, that's
very good.
Four is exceptionally good, Nicole.
Very happy with that. Thank you very much.
Good on you. Bye-bye. Okay. See you later. All righty, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Where are we? Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Gee, you're good. You always can pick me when I can't know the answer. I don't know how you do it, but you're good at it.
Are you up for the cricket tomorrow, Cameron, or not? Don't care.
I'll watch a bit of it. Yeah. Watch a bit of it. Yeah. It's not up to AF and football standard or anything like that.
Oh well, that's true. Footy is footy. Footy is footy. True. That's true, Cameron. And after footy, everything's a long way second. I agree. Yes, I know what you're saying. Question seven.
Anyway, I don't know the answer, so I'll say goodnight, Phil.
Thanks, Cameron. Bye bye. Yeah, so I was arguing with someone today about the relative skill levels in NFL, the American gridiron football, and our own national game, the Australian rules game, which I still hold to. I think we've got a lot more skills here. It's an argument for another day, I know. Jim from Como. G'day, Jim.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're up to question number 17. We're in fictional schools. Which Roald Dahl book is set at Crunchem Hall School?
The only one I can think of is Matilda.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct, yes.
Ah, good.
Matilda is set at Crunchem Hall School with that absolutely fearsome headmistress.
Miss Trunchbull.
Miss Trunchbull, that's right.
The actress was actually a professional wrestler.
Oh, dear. Question 8. I see the stage show of Matilda. It's, yes, the I can't forget who the actor was who played this. But anyway, yes, she was magnificent. I had a set of biceps the size of a Christmas ham. Question 18. We're in fictional schools. We've got one left there.
Can I switch to stars and moons?
Yes, you can. Right. Stars and moons. Mickey from Condoblin says the best way I've found to remove warts is to tie a cotton thread around it, then the other end of the thread to a door handle, and slam the door shut. Just like it. Mickey, you know this doesn't work. Question number 18, stars and moons. Here we go. The fifth largest moon in the solar system orbits which planet?
Ooh, that could be anything.
The fifth largest moon in the solar system orbits which planet?
I'll take a guess. Saturn.
Not Saturn.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim. No, right. not Saturn. Adrian has got the right answer. Marie from Bunbury's got the right answer as well. Tracy and Launceston, I'll take your call. Yeah, I'll grab you in a moment. Now, who's been waiting on here? Greg from Bentley. Hello, Greg. Hi, Greg. Greg, hello. Greg, he might have gone away to make a cup of tea. He has been waiting a bit. Sorry, I'll put you on hold just in case you are still there. Jacob from Victoria. G'day, Jacob.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question 18. Stars and moons. The fifth largest moon in the solar system orbits which planet?
I think I know because I bought my son a solar system set the other day. Is it Earth?
Correct, it is. Yep. Yes.
Good.
When you say a solar system set, what, does it hang from the roof or something like that? Does it, Jacob?
Oh, no, it's down on the ground and it just projects up onto the roof.
Oh, okay, right.
And it just talks at the same time.
Oh, nice. Very good.
So, yeah, a bit of fun for it.
Hmm. All righty. Question number 19, stars and moons, or you can move to fictional schools or geography.
I might go back to fictional schools if I could.
Fictional schools. Question number 19. Last one in fictional schools. Which 1978 musical is set at Rydell High?
Oh, I got no idea. I knew the others about fictional schools. I was hoping to get on them, so I'll just let you go, mate.
All right, Jacob. Thanks, mate. Thank you. At least you already got one. That's pretty good going. Tracy in Launceston. Hi, Tracy.
Morning, Phil.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Here's question 19. Which 1978 musical is set at Rydell High?
Greece,
yes, correct.
I'm going back to Australia. I might never see you again.
Don't talk that way, Sandy.
But it's true. I've just had the best summer of my life and now I have to go away.
Hey, so what'd you do all summer, Danny? Huh?
What'd you do this summer, Sandy?
Oh, I spent most of it at the beach.
Oh, I just love the first day of school, don't you?
Oh, come on. You don't want to hear all the horny details.
Are you okay?
All right, I'll tell you.
Yes, what a movie. What a movie.
I saw that at the Mowbray Drive-In when I was a little kid.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, with Mum and Dad.
Hey, the Mowbray, yeah. The Mowbray Drive-In. I've been to the Mowbray Drive-In.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I've been in the Mowbray Drive-In in the back seat of a car covered up with a blanket.
I think that might have happened too in our car.
Actually, speaking out your way, at Mowbray Way, I also went to I used to go to the pictures at Invermay too.
Yeah, that
cinema, is that still there?
Well, it is, and for a long time it was a Vinnie's op shop. Yeah. But it about 10 years ago or so. A couple of fellows bought it and restored it to its former glory, and it's now the Star Theatre.
Is that right? And it shows it shows the pictures.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so good.
Good on them. Yeah. Good on them. That's great. Yeah. That is just terrific. All right. Yes. Well, when I was a kid, I went there. Well, you didn't go quite a bit because you couldn't afford to. But I went there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it still ran as a theatre up until. Or a cinema up until about 1970.
Yeah. Trying to remember. Was there some westerns I saw there? And was there some great movie about? I think it was a kind of Crusades type movie. You know, where the good guy gets hacked in half by the. No, come on! I'm a kid. It was great, Tracy. Question number 20. Dear. What do we want to do here?
I'll go geography.
Geography, okay. Geography. Which Asian country is named after a Spanish king?
The Philippines.
Correct. Yes, King Philip. Felipe. The Philippines. Question number 21. Running at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left here. We've got 2 in geography, 3 in stars and moons.
Okay. Oh, could I stick with geography?
Sticking with geography, okay. Mm-hmm. Tokyo is located on which of Japan's 4 main islands?
I've heard this before, but I can't remember, but I'll say Honshu.
Correct.
Oh.
Very good. That was just a. That was just.
Yeah, it was. I just pulled that out.
You pulled that one out of the hat.
Yeah.
Hmm. 4 left. 1 in geography. 3 in stars and moons. Staying with geography.
Oh yes, please.
My texter says, "Who knew there were so many fictional towns we've all weirdly heard of?" I know it's true. It's true. Question number 22. Can Tracy get home from here? Geography is the topic. Last one in this category. The River Seine. Well, the River Seine.
Mm-hmm.
I think they say Seine, don't they? Yeah. The River Seine empties into which body of water?
Mm. I don't know. What way does it flow? I don't know. I've never been to France.
Never inspected it.
No.
You must be insane.
Yeah, I'm uninsane. Okay, I'll say the North Sea.
Not correct.
No.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Phil.
Bye-bye. Cheers. Cheerio. Yes, no, that is not correct. Where are we? Matt's in Perth. G'day, Matt.
Hello.
Hello. Question 22, the River Seine or the River Sen empties into which body of water?
Ooh. God, I'm going to have a shot in the dark. It's near England, so I'm going to say the English Channel.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Yes, well, that's right. When Tracy said the North Sea, I mean, sort of, but it's the English Channel as the actual body of water there. It's, I know they're connected. I don't think overly harsh. Maybe some people think a bit harsh. All right, yeah. We've got three left. Three left. They're all in stars and moons. Lorella had the English Channel. Frank from Mount Evelyn, good. Lynn, the Queenslander, says the Mediterranean. Yeah, well, see, that was the trick, was which way does the Seine flow? Does it flow to the Channel or the Mediterranean? You did have a choice there. Joan of Alaris says the North Atlantic. Not really, no. Righto, Matt. Question 23. The stars Alnitak, Alnilam, and Mintaka make up the belt of which constellation?
What was the first one again?
The stars Alnitak, Alnilam, and Mintaka make up the belt of which constellation?
Alnitak, Intala?
No good. No, all right. No good, Matt. All right, we'll leave it there. Sorry. A few small issues to sort out in the competition that we call
the Mighty Challenge.
We're up to question number 23. All right. Now, we left Ian from Mandurah. G'day, Ian. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
G'day.
Hi. Question.
Yeah.
Is it
Orion? Hang on. The stars Alnitak and Alnilam and Mintaka make up the belt of which constellation, Ian?
Yeah, I think you're just trying to confuse us there. I think it's Orion's belt.
Correct, yes. The constellation of Orion. That's right. Exactly right. Okay. Question 24, stars and moons. Jupiter's four largest moons are collectively named after which Italian astronomer?
Titan.
Which one? No, not Titan. Sorry, mate. No, not Titan. Sorry, no. Not correct. Alison in Tassie. Oh, hello, Alison.
Hello.
Stars and moons. Jupiter's four largest moons are collectively named after which Italian astronomer?
Excuse me while I sigh heavily. Italian astronomer. No, I'm
sorry. All right, Alison, no worries. Thanks anyway. Texts, that's very funny. Yes, thank you to my two correspondents, Jeepster and also Muzza in Coffs Harbour. Jeepster says, Phil, the Seine does not empty into the English Channel. It empties into La Manche. If you persist with this myth that any French river could possibly allow itself to empty into anything named by the pig dog English, you will shortly be hearing from the French ambassador and a serious diplomatic incident will ensue. yes. Muzza in Coffs Harbour says the same. He says, of course, Anglophones call their body of water the English Channel, but sacre bleu, a French person would never call it the English Channel. They call it La Manche. And fair, yes, fair enough too. All right. Who's been hanging on here? Billy in Hobart. G'day, Billy.
G'day, Phil.
Question number 24. Question. Jupiter's four largest moons are collectively named after which Italian astronomer?
Is it Galileo?
Correct, yes. Italian astronomers don't come better or bigger than Galileo.
Did you get a lot of Tasmanian callers?
It's
like a high percentage of us.
And why not, Billy? And why not?
Don't know.
How's the weather in Hobart tonight, all right?
Well, actually, I'm in north of Darwin, but I'm from Hobart.
Oh, okay.
I'm near the cyclone.
Hang on. Have you battened down? It's not going to be that bad, I don't think, is it? It's only still a category two, isn't it?
We're at sea at the moment, so...
Oh, you're out in the boat. Okay. What are you doing? Prawns? What are you doing?
Fossil fuel stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep.
I suppose things are a bit more marginal if you're at sea. That's true. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I was being a bit dismissive, but actually, even a category two is not that great, I suppose, if you sail into it.
No, not great.
But anyway, you've got. Can you make a run for shore? Or no, maybe you can't.
I think we've got to run away from shore. We've got to go north because it's going to shore.
Okay.
We'll see how we go.
Yep. Mm. You've got all those good instruments, which should tell you exactly where it is. And so, you know. Imagine the old days when you didn't really know which way it was coming from, you know.
Yeah. Wouldn't have been ideal.
Not ideal. No. Question 25. That's where we're at. Question 25, and to win. The honour and the glory going to Billy from Hobart. He's not in Hobart, he's in the Gulf of Carpentaria, but here we go. What colour star appears on the logos of Heineken and San Pellegrino?
Oh, it's on red. I'm going to go red.
Billy, well done. Good job.
How exciting. Hopefully the magnet actually gets delivered.
Steady. Well, since I discovered that 9 executives at Australia Post get paid $1 million and that the head of Australia Post gets paid $3.3 million, we've got a certain axe to grind as far as we're concerned.
I reckon. Yeah.
All right. All right, Billy. I hope you make it safely back to shore.
Thanks, mate.
Good on you.
Cheers.
Batten down the hatches. Strap yourself into your bunk. Billy from Hobart. Dave will get the details from you. Yes, the Cyclone Fina, which is a Category 2, is floating around the Darwin area. But at this stage, I think it hasn't increased its intensity. I think that's the latest information. I haven't checked for a few hours. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Thank you for that. That was good fun. Paul from Planlands had read. Marie from Bunbury had read. Ingrid from Melanda had read. Ingrid's just back from the Melanda Street Festival as well, which she says was terrific and a great success. Ingrid from Melanda says, us Croaters claim you as one of us no matter where you were born. Oh, well, that's fair enough too. That is fair enough too. Love that from the frog's perspective. Mm. PT says, morning, listening while waiting for an NRMA tow for a broken down Jimny. Okay. They're not supposed to break down, are they? Those little four-wheel drives. Nice work, everyone, and a nice challenge. Thank you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.